teach my kids this, and you should teach your kids this too, because then when you get to that tidy queue, right, there's not so much to do that now you don't have time to do it. And then you skip it, and then you skip it, and then you skip it, and then you end up at the end of the day and you look up and you say, what the heck? Why does it look like a bomb went off in here? So this is so important, and this is going to lead me to the most important of all five reasons.
Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you, who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this.
Well, today we are going to jump into the top five reasons that you struggle to keep up with housework. But before we do, I was looking at my notes and I saw that this is episode 389. That means we're about to tip over to episode 390, and that is very close to 400 episodes. Now look, we have way more than 400 actual aired episodes here because we do series and all kinds of fun things, but bonus episodes, etc. But I cannot believe, and I wanted to take a minute with you to celebrate. Have you been here for a while? Have you been on this journey with me from the very beginning? If so, thank you. If you're brand new here, I want to let you know that we have a really fun resource that's completely free, and you don't even have to give me your email address. You can literally go to our entire podcast vault. I created a spreadsheet way back when that we add every single podcast episode to every single week, and it is completely searchable. So if you go to chelseajoe.co/podcast vault, you'll see all of our episodes all the way up to episode 390, plus all the bonus, all the series, all the guest interviews, and you can literally search that by topic: struggling with time blocking, fundamental needs, parenting, motherhood, routines, self-care, you name it. You can type in any keyword that you want and you can find as many episodes as I've ever put out specifically on that. You also can do the same thing over on my blog, chelseajoe.co/blog, and you can find podcast episodes along with the blogs, which are really easy to digest visually. So thank you for being here with me while I build this incredible community, this resource, and for being a part of it, for being the reason why. You showing up every week, listening and believing in your homes and your families and wanting to pour into your businesses and your talents, that's why we all get to be here. We get to share in this. And I'll tell you one last really quick thing. I had the opportunity recently to meet a student that has been in my community that just so happened to pop into town. And what an incredible experience to be able to meet somebody that's on the other side of the country that's been listening to this show, that's, you know, took the leap and the risk and became a student and has totally had her life changed, is actually not even a mom yet. And to see what this microphone and this laptop snuggled in my sheets in my bed, staring at my master bedroom like that. Like, this is the corner of my world, and I'm so honored to be able to share it with you while you hustle your kids and figure out what's for dinner and fold laundry. And I understand how valuable your time is. I understand how many podcasts there are to choose from, mentors to learn from, women to lean on, to learn from. And I'm humbled, I'm honored that you're here. So thank you. I can't thank you enough. And now let's talk about why you can't keep your house clean, shall we? Listen, I never intend to ever mom shame anyone. I have a real stern side to me that's very tough love, that's borderline militant, but I'm probably one of the most serving, nurturing, caring, giving people you really could ever meet. But when it comes down to being consistent and to having integrity, right? I'm real cutthroat about it. And it comes out here. I'm so passionate about it. And it comes out here on the show often. So please know that I don't always keep my house clean. Are you kidding me? I don't. But I can and I do. But like I'm literally staring at, which this is so rare for me. I don't know what kind of day it is, but my curling iron is still on the counter. My toothpaste is out. My cabinet door is open. My blow dryer is on the floor. My pajamas from last night are on the floor and somebody else's towel is on the floor. And like that literally, I can't even tell you the last time that's happened. So all of that to say, I wanted to do this episode because it is a struggle for a lot of people, and I want to help you find the key ingredients to helping you be able to keep up with your housework. It's something that I really don't think that you have to feel bad about, and I think that that's what happens to a lot of moms is they end up making this about their self-worth, and I just think that you need different tools. I think you need to flip a switch in your brain, which I think you're here listening to this podcast because that's what you want to do. You're struggling. You're looking for a solution. So let's talk about it. Grab your pen and paper and you're going to jot down these five reasons. These are, if you changed these five things and you did the opposite or you actually do the things that I'm telling you, you will not struggle to keep your house clean on a normal day, right? You'll still struggle when you're planning on going or coming back from vacation, for the most part. You'll struggle for sure when your kids are sick or you get sick. Like that will still happen. You'll struggle when the seasons change after Christmas, right? When things get really busy, maybe you're heavy into baseball season. You might struggle during that time period, but for the most part, you won't struggle to keep your house clean anymore. And it's so much better to struggle intermittently than to struggle chronically, right? Can I get an amen on that? So here's the first reason is you're mixing work and home tasks all day long. All day long, you're doing both things and that has to stop. Yesterday, actually today, tomorrow. Let's make this start tomorrow. If we're being real, you can't mix these two tasks together. You can't do it. You're not going to get anything done in either department. You're going to feel like you're working constantly all day long and you're not getting anything done. You've got to separate these two things, okay? You've got to do your housework when it's time to do housework and you've got to do your work when it's time to do your work, okay? When you have a work block, you're doing your work. You're not sitting down to, oh, guess what? I maybe kind of sort of finished cleaning the kitchen after the kids left for school and now I have until the kids get back from school to do all the things. Nope. Because your house will be the last thing that you clean. It's always the last thing. I mean, maybe for me at this point, it's more like the first thing because I enjoy it so much. But a lot of that is just avoidance from doing other hard things. Okay, here's the second reason. You have too much stuff. If you are a current student of mine, you are right now going through the escape challenge. And if you did the spring refresh challenge that we just had, then, and you may want to go gobble that up in T-minus 2 seconds, because that bad boy, that spring refresh challenge is coming down real soon. So you better go binge listen to those episodes like right away. you probably could download it and then it would stay even we would delete it, even when we delete it from our end. But I can't be certain about that. All I know is that it is totally going to make an appearance again next year. So that's really exciting. You have too much stuff, and so you don't know where any of it goes. You don't know where its home is, and so it sits there. And then other things that also don't have a home hang out with all the other homeless things in your house. And then you just have a big homeless community hanging out in the middle of your house, and it feels like trash. It feels trashy. It feels dumpy. It feels cluttered. It feels bad. It feels straight up bad. It's a terrible feeling. You will feel so good when you just get rid of it. We have had over 50 women inside of our student community that are full-blown participating in a full-blown house declutter challenge. This is something that you can look forward to when you're a student, a VIP student of ours. Our VIP student community does this challenge together, and it is the most incredible thing. You can do this on your own too. You can declutter anytime you want. Remember, I just told you can go search my podcast vault at chelseajoe.co/podcast vault. Again, completely free. Nothing in it for me. It's just the most powerful resource on the planet. So please go and type in clutter, declutter, find all the episodes. There's so many. We've got series, we've got episodes, and it will teach you what you need to know on how to get in there and declutter your house. The third reason why you can't keep up with your housework is you don't have tidy cues scheduled at the right time of the day. There's a little bit of science behind this. This is part of my method that I use inside of my home management system to help me keep my house tidy, to help me keep up with housework. Our tidy cues very strategically placed throughout the day. So you may have tidy cues where you're walking around picking stuff up all day long, but still feel like a bomb went off. And it's because there's really pivotal times in your day when you go from one room to the other, or one activity to another, one intention or brain space. Like, we're really focused on this part and this certain activity in our house, like work or home or kids and then home, or nighttime routine versus dinner routine, right? We've got majorly different things happening in every single one of those little segments or blocks or routines. And the tidy cues are really vital. One tip that I can give you here is to position your tidy cues right at transition times, or just before them, I should say. And it cues your brain, we're leaving something and starting something. And you should always tidy up. So the example that I gave of my master bathroom being a mess, I know exactly why that happened. I left Trail a blazing this morning because I've been under the weather and I chose to sleep in this morning. And so I pushed my own personal ready routine while my kids were eating breakfast, and I pushed it too long. And I had to like run to get them into the car and get them to school on time. And so I just didn't have time to clean up after myself. That is a huge tidy cue for me. I can never say never, because it does happen very infrequently. But 99% of the time, my vanity after I get ready in the morning is put back to company ready. And that's my term for company could stop by at any time and I wouldn't be embarrassed of what my house looks like. Or it would take me like 60 seconds, right, from the time they ring the doorbell, or like somebody else opens the door and like within 3 minutes, I've whipped things back up into shape. Like a company ready house is what I strive for. It's not that it doesn't look lived in. It just looks like we care to keep our house kept, you know? So those tidy cues are really important. The fourth reason why you may be struggling to keep up with your housework is you don't clean as you go or pick up as you go. And you may say, well, what the heck is the difference between what you just described? Well, here's the difference. While I'm in an activity, I don't care what it is, cooking, getting ready in the morning, doing arts and crafts with the kids, doing my own heaven only knows what kind of project I'm doing around here. I'm literally picking up as I go. So in the morning when I'm getting ready, when I'm done with the blow dryer, it gets put away. I don't wait until the very end. I don't get all my makeup out and then have to put all my makeup away. It's literally like one thing at a time. And then I put it back and I teach my kids this, and you should teach your kids this too, because then when you get to that tidy queue, right, there's not so much to do that now you don't have time to do it. And then you skip it and then you skip it and then you skip it. And then you end up at the end of the day and you look up and you say, what the heck? Why does it look like a bomb went off in here? So this is so important. And this is going to lead me to the most important of all five reasons, probably the number one reason why you struggle to keep up with housework. Let's spend a minute here. Number five, you have no follow through with your kids. Oh, it stings. It stings and it hurts because you don't really want to fight the fight. It's not worth it, but is it? I think it is. Actually, I know it is. 95% of the time, it's worth it. I might give you a 90% of the time, but it depends on if I'm in that, what mode I'm in, what zone I'm in. I would say 99% of the time, it's really important to follow through. And then if I'm feeling some kind of soft, I might be on the 90% side of things. But either way, I am really convinced that this is the problem that most households have. For so many reasons, parents have lost the ability to discipline their children. And by discipline, I mean to have discipline. The reason why they've lost the ability to give that to their children is because they've lost it for themselves. You have to be able to follow through with everything that you expect from your kids. You have to be there. If you want them to pick up after themselves, if you want them to clean out their lunch boxes, if you want them to put away their laundry, if you want them to wipe the toothpaste out, if you want the boys to clean up their pee that they pee in the toilet every time they pee in that darn toilet, you've got to be there over and over and over and over again with the expectation that they're being watched. And they will be held accountable because you care about them. 100% because you care about them. These things are so vital. And here's the problem. When you don't show up to your kids and expect them to do the things that you want them to do, like pick up after themselves, help contribute, and not take advantage of you, you begin to grow bitter. And maybe it's not so much bitter, but that does happen. It can happen. But we know for sure that you get extra tired, exhausted, burnout, wore out. Because even when you truly do have a heart to serve and you want to do all the things for everyone, there are times when that's just not possible, when it's really hard. And depending on how much you have on your plate with your business, with anything else that you have going on, with the number of children that you have, it's a lot of work. It's a tremendous amount of work. And I want you to know that these five things will truly improve and make it possible to where you can keep up. I mean, there's some really key things that we talked about in this episode that truly can help you keep up with the way that your house looks and the housework that you have to do. So I hope that this has given you a few things to think about. I'm going to recap real quick for you the five reasons that we talked about today that you may struggle to keep up with housework, or one, you're mixing home and work tasks all day long. Two, you have too much stuff. Three, you don't have your tidy cues in the correct time throughout your day, or correct times throughout your day. Four, you don't pick up as you go. And five, you have no follow through with your kids. Boundaries, 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 mamas. This is the name of the game. This is our life's work. This is what we are here to do. I'm here to encourage you and give you the tools that you need to be able to do it at the level that you want. And you know exactly where to go and exactly when to meet me back here for more incredible systems to help you manage your home and your business. It's time to get organized. Now is the time, and I'm super excited to be able to lead you there. Looking forward to meeting you back here real soon for another episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.
Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.